This is the OA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. state of California has reported a record 585 coronavirus deaths in a single day. The state also reported more than 47,000 new confirmed COVID-19 cases, bringing its total for the state to nearly 2.3 million. Nearly 26,000 people have died from the virus in California alone. Only the states of New York and Texas have higher death tolls. That's according to Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. The surge in cases in California has led some hospitals to scramble to provide oxygen for the critically ill. The Office of California Governor Gavin Newsom announced on Friday the state would begin collaborating with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to improve the oxygen delivery systems at six L.A. area hospitals. Britain on Friday began a new year and life outside the European Union's single market, with the first trucks crossing the English Channel by ferry and rail, largely reporting few difficulties despite new customs rules. Brexit, an all-consuming issue in Britain since it voted in 2016 to quit the bloc, became reality an hour before midnight after nearly five decades of integration with Europe. Prime Minister Boris Johnson was optimistic, writing in the Daily Telegraph that Brexit presented, quote, opportunities unknown to modern memory, even as the country battles a new wave of coronavirus infections. Ethiopia's state-appointed Human Rights Commission says security forces killed at least 76 people and wounded nearly 200 during violent unrest in June and July that followed the killing of a popular singer. The commission also detailed brutality by civilians involved in the clashes. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. At least 25 people have been killed in the Democratic Republic of Congo's troubled east, local officials said Friday, blaming the attack on the notorious ADF militia, which has slaughtered hundreds of civilians over the past year. The ADF, which originated in the 1990s as a Ugandan Muslim rebel group, is one of dozens of militias that plague the eastern provinces of the vast country. It's blamed for the deaths of around 800 civilians over the past year in North Kivu province, which borders Uganda. The United Nations said in July the group's attacks could constitute crimes against humanity and war crimes. Civil society organizations and Cambodia's banned opposition party have called on the government to release detailed information about revenue it is earning from the petroleum industry just days after the country struck oil. On Tuesday, Prime Minister Hun Sen announced on social media that Cambodia had extracted its first drop of crude oil from fields in the Gulf of Thailand following 30 years of delays. The production, which began Monday, is the result of a joint venture between a Singapore company and the Cambodian government. In his announcement on Tuesday, Hun Sen called the start of oil production, quote, a blessing for Cambodia and an important first step for the country toward building national capacity and the oil, gas, and energy industries. He said oil production would be a boon for Cambodia's economy from 2021 onwards, and that revenues from the sector would be used to improve education and health. The top commander of Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard says his country is fully prepared to respond to any military pressure from the United States. His comments come amid heightened tensions between Tehran and Washington in the waning days of President Donald Trump's administration. The Iranian general spoke on Friday at a ceremony in Tehran ahead of the first anniversary of a U.S. drone strike in Baghdad that killed a top Iranian general. America recently conducted B-52 bomber flyovers and sent a nuclear submarine into the Persian Gulf in response to what Mr. Trump called, or Mr. Trump administration officials described as the possibility of an Iranian attack on the anniversary on Sunday. And Norwegian authorities say rescuers on Friday found a body and continued searching for nine other people still missing days after a mudslide destroyed homes in a Norwegian village. An entire hillside collapsed in a town northeast of the capital, Oslo, overnight on Tuesday, burying homes and breaking them apart. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.